Quitting time on your Thursday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Baird, Marcus, back with you for another 60 minutes or so. We got what you talking about coming up here in just a few minutes. Hold your call. Stay tuned for your cue to call coming up here momentarily. Right now it's time for your top five at five. It's brought to you by our friends at Jet's Pizza. We'll be having some tomorrow to kick the weekend off over at National RX. Marcus, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. Number one, former New Jersey Attorney General Peter C. Harvey has been selected to hear the NFL's appeal of Deshaun Watson's decision, announced today an hour ago. Commissioner Roger Goodell has chosen the former Attorney General to hear the appeal of the six-game suspension for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL is seeking a much tougher penalty under the league's personal conduct policy in the wake of the disciplinary officer Sue Robinson's ruling on Monday.
So, we've talked about this a ton. Y'all know how I feel about Deshaun Watson. Don't think he's a very good guy and deserves to be suspended. Lucky he's going to be able to play again at all, if he's able to play again. That being said, it does seem a little unfair that you have this arbitration-like deal where the league on one side, the players on one side, and you have an independent person issue a ruling. The league says, no, we're not happy with that ruling. We want a bigger suspension, so we're going to appeal that. And then they get to decide who hears the appeal.
They have decided who that is, by the way.
That's exactly what he just said.
Okay.
What?
Taking care of stuff. It
seems like that is a little bit heavy-handed by the league, no?
I think the initial arbitration should have been done with, in my personal opinion, three people. Have an uneven amount of people like the Supreme Court, where you have a decision that has to be voted on between and a unanimous decision. Yeah, two to three wins it, or 2-1 wins it, excuse me. That instead of just one person, because I do agree with your point there.
Because we know what's going to happen here. They're going to either extend the suspension or suspend him indefinitely. The players' union is at that point going to sue the NFL.
Right.
And then he might be able to play while that happens. I mean, it's just making it a bigger mess. Whereas if both sides had just agreed to abide by whatever Judge Robinson decided last week, then this thing could be over. I guess we'll be following this story for another year or so as it plays out in the courts.
It's going to be something for sure. Number two. Pac-12 players can now profit off highlight videos posted to Twitter under the new NIL deal. Apparently on Thursday, the conference announced announced an initiative alongside Twitter, the NIL marketplace, and sports technology startup Tempest Ex Machina that will allow football and men's and women's basketball players to monetize videos of their top moments on the field during the 2022-2023 season.
How do they do that?
I'm not totally sure. It's just been announced today. This Tempest Ex Machina.
I'm not going to have
Machina,
to pay,
is it
right?
Machina, probably. Ex Machina. I probably did that wrong. They partner with the Pac-12, and apparently, yeah, you can. Maybe it's through clicks, because I think you can get, like, when you do articles online, you get revenue based on clicks, and like when people are going through reading it. Mm-hmm. Maybe if people are, they
could
can
be
tell,
an ad. Thing.
Yeah, when they click on the video to watch it, maybe they can tell that.
Hey man,
way.
As long as I don't have to pay money if I, tweet a highlight, which I guess I could live without, but seems like, I don't know, is this going to be a lucrative thing for players? Or?
I mean, do you want my honest opinion? I think this is the Pac-12 trying to find any way.
Oh, just to cling to.
Cling to any kind of hope that players will still want to play over at the Pac-12. I don't know, we'll see. Number three, Magic Johnson has called for Bill Russell's number six to be retired across the NBA. Obviously, with the passing of Bill Russell, the 11-time champion, there is a really good point that maybe number six should be retired across the NBA. We've seen it done before in Major League Baseball with number 42 for Jackie Robinson, and we've also seen it in the NHL with Wayne Gretzky's number 99. Maybe number six should be retired. They've also pointed out that obviously guys like LeBron James wearing number six currently, that maybe you grandfather it in. The players who have number six currently can wear it till the end of their career, but no one else
that's fair.
Could wear the 6.
I'd be down with that.
I guess so.
You guess so?
Well, it's not really a position you could take against it. Generally speaking, I don't get the whole retiring a number across the entire sport thing. But
remember Bill Russell and the greatness that...
Is he on par with Jackie Robinson?
And Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah. I mean, not as far as... I mean, he did so much off the court and on the court, both.
Yeah, Robinson
was an outspoken voice for his community, and for fighting for the.
I know Bill Russell had to go through a lot of racist bullcrap.
I mean, he
didn't have to go through as much as Jackie Robinson, and I don't know if we want to have some sort of who had to go through more, like if there's even a point to that, but.
Yeah, he went through a lot. I mean, like you said, you can't compare it, but yeah.
Who was the first black NBA player? Do we even know? Why do we know Jackie Robinson? We don't even know in football and basketball.
Well, football, the weird part was that there was a bunch of guys that played.
Like in the 30s and stuff from.
Yeah, for UCLA.
Yeah, who played with Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Who was also a football player at UCLA.
Number 4, a couple college football teams have decided to use Costco as a way to try to boost their season ticket sales.
I saw this. It's actually not a bad idea.
Rutgers and South Carolina both have displays in Costco selling off some season tickets.
Yeah, they've actually got these, I guess, it looks like the gift card place that you see in the supermarkets and almost lined up like boxes of cereal or something in South Carolina football tickets.
Yeah, so Rutgers, they have some showing like the for 2 lower level tickets on the sideline, it's like $99.99. And then, South Carolina has a very similar thing. It's not a bad idea, but it's very funny to me to see, you know, like I said, Rutgers. We've talked about the whole Shiano thing. Shiano's doing great. Well, he's having to resort to Costco. Sell tickets. While us, on the other hand, from what I've heard, we've passed the goal of what Banner Dam
wanted. I mean, they don't have to do that, but if there's a way they can do it and make money off of it by selling, hey, you're rolling down the checkout aisle at Kroger and there's tickets to go see Tennessee versus UT Martin on sale for $10 a pop, seats that otherwise wouldn't be sold, I could see Tennessee going that route.
Yeah.
To answer your question, it was Earl Lloyd.
Who the hell was that?
African American.
No, I mean, seriously. Has anybody ever heard of Earl Lloyd until
now? No, but
just
he crossed the. He was the first. He broke the color barrier in the NBA in the 1950 NBA draft. He died February 26, 2015 in Crossville, Tennessee.
So, really?
Yeah, he ended up retiring here, I guess.
How about that?
And finally, at number 5, a judge refuses to dismiss a suit against the DMV over a vanity tag. Apparently, in December of 2020, Lynn Overton, she of Delaware, wanted to have a specific vanity plate that said F cancer. And the DMV refused to let her have it.
Just F cancer or
the letter
spell
F.
Out the word? Just the word? Just the letter?
The letter F and then cancer. She's a breast cancer survivor, which is why she wanted to do that. And apparently the transportation secretary described it as perceived profanity and would not let her do it.
On.
Well, a federal judge on Monday refused to dismiss a lawsuit filed against Delaware government who were called about the vanity plate. So she is ready for her day in court, as she puts it. So
fight the power, sister. We're with you.
Seems weird. Like, it's not the actual word, so who cares?
Yeah.
I'm glad the judge is on her side, though.
And look, I'm not pro. Like, we got to have some civility in society.
Sure.
I was driving down, I love this road name, Chert Pit.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
West Knoxville.
Yeah, I used to live over near there.
Driving through there on my way to the Powell area for something over the weekend. And some hicks. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry, but go ahead.
I'm not sorry. It's what I call it like I see it. Some hicks have obviously from their 4th of July celebration, a sign up clearly visible, you know, Chirp Pit, a pretty heavily trafficked road. And it says, America, bleep yeah, in red, white, and blue. They've got the F word spelled out.
Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking, man, you're like, kid, you know, families drive by this every single day. Like, really?
You think it might be college kids that are living in a house? Or
I don't care who it is. Or it's trash.
Johnny Redneck.
Somebody. And I'm just like, you, really? Like, we don't have law enforcement. We just come down and just, like, cut that down. Just take it away. It's
indecent.
See, I can agree with that being indecent. But if you have literally just a letter, for, especially when it comes to cancer, cancer, that's
solution in search of a problem there.
Right, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. That is the top five at five. It's brought to you by Jets Pizza, piping hot, always on Kingston Pike, right next to the Shrimp Dock. If you're looking for something for dinner tonight or maybe a little Friday night pizza party, head on over to Jets Farragut. Tell them Fan Run Radio sent you. We appreciate their support of all things Fan Run through the years. Jets Pizza in Farragut. At a tweeter, want to know, all I have to do is mention the list of awesome things Bear hates. And I'm immediately inundated with people just like, why is this on the list? Why is this on the list? And I always tell them, like, I would never presume to speak for you.
Okay. I mean, if they've got questions about why something's on there, I'll explain why I don't like it.
JM wants to know, why does Bear hate Huey Lewis in the news?
And away we go.
I just don't like him. It was crap. I thought it was crap when I was, you know.
You didn't like sports? You didn't like Back to the Future?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but that music was just obnoxious to me. You don't understand. Like, all we had was radio, dude. And they pounded Huey Lewis and the News into the ground.
Hip to be square?
Oh,
the
God.
The heart of rock and roll still beating?
In yeah. Cleveland. I mean, it's just, I've heard it. It's just awful. Awful.
Great sax playing. It's rock and roll, man.
If I never have to hear it again, I'll die happy. I heard it way too much.
We had a – yes, Marcus.
I just want to say, because the reason why this is being brought up is because he hates receiving gifts is what we were trying to determine, correct?
I don't hate receiving gifts.
So what is it that you hate about it?
I believe the exact quote was
– you've been gifted a chair.
I don't like people being nice to me.
Which might
that's already on the list.
It has been said not only here but on the morning show that –
Here's where you get it twisted, Marcus.
No.
I don't care what the morning show thinks.
But Russ said it earlier today. There have been multiple times where they have been like, Bear, get a chair and we'll reimburse it or whatever. You could choose your own chair.
I mean, if you want to throw in with those guys, throw in with them.
What he's saying is,
you're reaching dangerous crossroads here, though. You go side with three and
he's out. He's merely asking why you prefer to be uncomfortable as opposed to being comfortable when all you really have to do is show a little bit of gratitude towards those who made you comfortable.
Because it takes away from the fact that I liked it better when nothing was going on because I could rage.
So, I mean, clearly, listen, something's going on the list. I know the list of awesome things Bear hates is on the list of awesome things Bear hates, but there's something happening here. There's an addition. We're just trying to zero in
on
what it is.
It's a subset of I hate people being nice to me. Takes away my enjoyment of being mean to them. Makes me feel bad.
Do we label that as kind-hearted people?
No, we don't. You
he hates.
See, that's the problem. This is what I really turned on the awesome list of things. Hey, is people trying to nuance just absolute bull blank onto the list? It takes away from the I feel like, you know, the reputation of the list. You guys are always everybody. It's always that guy. That guy over there is always wanting to put their mark on it. No. Done. I'm not telling you guys when I hate anything anymore.
He's still going
to
tell us.
I hate it when the damn interns. Put this on the list. I hate when the interns try and add stuff to the list.
This is not me. This is you complaining about a chair that you've been wanting for so long.
Here's what it is. Here's what it is. I think this is what's happening here. Uh-huh. He hates the feeling of being forced to show gratitude.
It's like the whole demand thing. Like, I know Matty Ice probably deserves it. I mean, he's proved it 3 years in a row.
It's not.
But I'm not going to give in on that because he demanded it.
It's not that. Sand. It's not necessarily people being nice that he hates. It's people being nice to him specifically to the point where he feels as if he owes a show of gratitude.
I mean, he didn't say thank you still.
He's not, and he's not going to.
No,
I think you're right.
Not only has he not said thank you for the new chair, he's actually upset to the point where he kind of wishes he had the old chair back so that he wouldn't have to even feel gratitude, let alone express it.
The old chair may be back in here tomorrow afternoon.
You just don't like gratitude. Feeling gratitude makes you uncomfortable.
A little bit, yeah. I guess if we're getting down to it, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
If only we had time for the song.
It is time. It has been a while, ladies and gentlemen. The list of awesome things Bear hates. Everything is awesome. Key lime pie, dry fit shirts, buffets, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas, screen doors, Field of Dreams, Pearl Jam, zoos, Olive Garden breadsticks, King's Hawaiian rolls, Halloween, Red Panda, McDonald's, Hoosiers, hot tubs, Van Morrison, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, cruises, Great American Cookie Company, Braveheart, Spaceballs, Huey Lewis in the News, Peter Gabriel, The Color Red, Trail Mix, Magic, Jelly Beans, Ben and Jerry's, Disney World, South Park, Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, Mike Leach, Strawberries, Pineapple, Jumbotrons, Watermelon, Cinnamon Butter, The Office, People Being Nice, Beer, Bowberry Biscuits, Warm Cookies, Pork, Tom Brady, Cheez-Its, Biscuits and Gravy, Icing, Gratitude, and the list of awesome things Bear hates.
I don't know how I didn't catch this before. On the list is people being nice.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying for the past three
minutes. I know, but I didn't realize it was already on the list. I don't know. I just get so, like, I hear...
It's getting long. I mean, who can possibly keep up at this point?
Well, true, but, like, every so often I'll just hear one that I didn't hear before, like Peter Gabriel. Like, I didn't hear that. Like, I hear a new one each time.
I read through the list, and every time, like, something different that kind of cracks me up. Like, today, for instance, hot tubs. I've read the list of... 30 times. Yeah. And for some reason,
hot tubs. That's easy. Hot tubs are disgusting.
Hot tubs are wonderful.
They're disgusting. It's a giant, you know,
warm tub of water.
Warm
that feels
tub of
great.
Bacteria and brain eating amoebas. Just disgustingness. Sitting like it's like taking a big giant bath with like four people. Getting your damn bath water. That's gross as hell, dude.
What are you doing? Like, you got a straw in there. Sucking up the water,
no,
you like snorting it like Mike Tyson in the get in that brain eating amoeba. Get in there.
I'm just not big on taking baths with a bunch of other people. They're just gross. You gotta you really gotta maintain the hell out of them to keep them clean and sanitary. These things are nasty. They're not good for you. A lot of people. You just sit there and soak.
They're not very good
water.
For you. That's why every professional athlete, sports club has multiple hot tubs in their training facilities.
They're cold tubs.
They have hot tubs too.
They don't spend as much time. They aren't as worried about
those
damn
a lot
hot
of time
tubs
hot
as
tubs.
They do those. We'll ask our. We'll get. We
don't
we
have to ask anybody. Athletes spend time in hot tubs. Like, it's not a controversial statement.
Is absolutely.
What?
Hot tubs are gross. The ones those guys get in are probably, I would hope, kept more sanitary since they're in a locker room setting.
Oh, man.
But just going and jumping in a hot tub, you know, like people, remember people used to have like hot tub party. People come over and sit in the hot tub.
Yeah. Parties, always places where fun is not present.
Not when you involve a damn hot tub.
No.
I don't need to get in a damn hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Spark it up, let's go.
When I think of James Brown in the hot tub, I just think of a sad, desolate man. No fun at all. Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School. What's a party without Bubbles? Hey, Bubbles, get over here. Just wasn't having any fun at I mean, whenever I hear somebody playing the blues, I immediately think, man, reminds me of that time I was in a hot tub.
Did you ever go to a hot tub party, Bear?
Nah, I mean, I had a friend who
does that sound like a man who would go to a hot tub party?
His family, they had this giant-ass house out north Knoxville, and they had, this huge hot tub, but I never really liked to go in it.
So this isn't
I got in one time and was so, I was, let's say, altered before I got in. And then when I, after about a minute or two, I was like, it's kind of gross just sitting in here.
I'm just picturing about it. Like one of those big hot tubs, dudes are in there drinking, chicks in bikinis, just partying and everything. And Bear right in the middle, just totally looking like Phil at a Jeremy Pruitt football game.
You're a complete idiot, dude.
This is the worst time I've ever had in my life. No,
I
don't want that beer.
To sit in there. I get out.
Get that blonde with big, beautiful breasts away from me. This is just awful.
Are you having fun?
You're out of here. Yeah. No, could you turn off this ridiculous? I wasn't doing that. I was just content not to get in the hot tub,
sad
man.
And
I still had fun at all those parties. Me in my 20s, I didn't have fun going to parties. Always had fun.
You know what would have made it more fun?
Hot tub.
Hot tub. In the hot tub. All right, it is time. What you talk about, we need another 3 contestants here. The winner is going into Champions League. They're also winning 8 free chicken wings from Buckethead Tavern on Ray Mears Boulevard in West Knoxville. Callers right now, 865-546-8200. 546-8200 if you want to play the game. Stay with us. The drive continues next on Fan Run Radio. Back here on the drive, Fan Run Radio. Cruising along with you, Thursday afternoon edition of the show. All right, time for what you talked about. Tommy, Jaden, and John are today's contestants. Winner moves on to Champions League and wins 8 free wings from Buckethead Tavern in West Knoxville. Here we go. Hit it, Bear. Let's try that again. Here we go. Hit it, Bear.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
What you talking about?
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 All right, here we go. Let's bring in contestant number 1. He is Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Going well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Tommy, where are you calling us from?
LaFollette.
Is this the first time you've been on the show before, Tommy?
I may have called in a voluntary reaction a time or two. I can't remember, honestly, if I actually got through, though.
You can't remember if you got through.
I mean, in all fairness to Tommy,
you think this is a legit call? I just feel
it
like this
voluntary is reaction.
Okay, I mean,
it's possible that
legit
he could
call. Marcus, he's skeptical.
I'm serious though. I mean, if he's saying he can't remember if he got through the voluntary reaction, I feel like that's a legitimate excuse. A lot of people don't know if they got through the voluntary reaction.
I gotta go check something.
The boy's out there.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not Miller.
Hey, and while we're being completely unprofessional, something's buzzing over there. You got an alarm going off?
Yeah, it's nothing. Here we go. All right, Tommy. Do you feel lucky?
Tom? Not so much.
Do you even want to do this, Tommy? I guess is a good question I should ask before we get started.
I do. I want the wings. I can tell you that.
Okay. Fair enough. Tommy is our first contestant. Are you ready, Tommy?
I'm ready. Let's go for it.
Here we go. This is a city in Nebraska where they play the College World Series.
Omaha.
This is a social media site where people post pictures.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah. This is a figure skater who attacked Nancy Kerrigan.
Tonya Harding.
Yes. This is a continent where Spain and England are.
Europe.
Yep. This is a former basketball point guard for the 76ers. They called him The Answer.
Pat.
This is a cartoon with Cartman and Stan and Kyle.
Pat.
This is Peyton's brother from the Giants.
Eli.
Full name, please.
Eli Manning.
Yes, this is what you used to call in New York City before Uber, a yellow car.
Cab. Taxi cab.
Yes. This is where the Cavs and the Guardians play. Where the Browns play, the city.
Cleveland.
Yeah, this is a big jolly guy who comes down your chimney at Christmas time.
Santa Claus.
Yes, this is a basketball player for the Mavs from Germany. It's Dirk Nowitzki, but we didn't get it in time. Pretty good. Pretty good. He passed on South Park and Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
How many do you get?
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Eight. All right. You got eight, Tommy. Hang right there. He wants those wings. I know that. You're going to come down from La Follette to go tear up some wings over at Buckethead.
Jeez.
I can't blame him. They're good wings, man. I would travel far for them, too. All right, let's bring in our next contestant. Jaden is up next. Hello, Jaden. Jaden, are you with us? Jaden.
Hello.
Jaden, is this Jaden?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Sorry about that.
You're good. All right, you got to get eight to tie Tommy. Nine would put you in the lead.
All right.
And just going to go ahead and reiterate this because this seems to be a recurring problem. Any name, first and last name. Give me the full names, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. This will be Jaden. Let's do it. This is a credit card. Don't leave home without it.
Pass.
This is a, it used to be a planet. It was also Mickey's dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this is a golf competition between the United States and European nations.
Ryder Cup.
Yes,
Ryder
this Cup. Is a white rapper, Marshall Mathers.
Eminem.
This is San Diego's baseball team.
Padres.
This is a movie star. He's from around here. He used to be in Jackass.
Pass.
This is where the Jazz play basketball, the state.
Utah.
This is not McDonald's, but Home of the Whopper.
Burger King.
This is a quarterback used to be for the Dolphins back in the day. From Pitt.
Pass.
All right, this is in basketball, the basketball version of a penalty.
Foul.
Yes, this is what Dracula was.
Vampire.
This is Big Poppy from the Red Sox.
David Ortiz.
Yes, this is where the Bills play, the city.
Buffalo.
This is a band that did Dark Side of the Moon. Wish You Were Here.
Pink Floyd.
You got Pink Floyd. You got it in there. All right.
11.
11. A little quick to pass a couple of times, I thought, but that, I mean, it ended up working. You got 11.
I told you, man. You got to, if you're gonna do it quick. Save your time.
Yeah. Maybe. You passed on American Express, Pluto. Did you get Pluto?
No, he got Pluto. Yep,
got Pluto.
No, he didn't. Did he?
Yeah, he got Pluto.
He missed a couple of ones.
Knoxville.
Yeah, that was the one.
You got Utah, right?
Yep.
And Burger King.
Yeah.
Passed on Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he got the rest of them.
Jaden sounded young though, so I was thinking Bob Greasy.
I'm feeling old. If Dan Marino is, I guess he's like.
I mean, like Bob Greasy, Dan Marino.
Bob Greasy. Okay, that's old. All right, Jaden, you're in the lead, man. Hang right there. We'll see what John comes up with here. Let's bring in John, our next contestant. John, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about y'all?
Doing well, thanks. So you've heard the game. You got to get 11 would tie Jaden. Tommy's out, by the way. Sorry, Tommy. Shout out to the boys up in La Follette. 11 will tie with Jamie and force overtime. 12 wins it outright.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. the type of drink Jack Daniels is?
Whiskey.
Yeah, this is where the Bears play in Chicago, the stadium.
Soldier Field.
Yes, this is former Knicks center from Georgetown.
Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, this is the TV show with Jerry, Elaine, and George.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, this is the football team in Seattle.
Seahawks.
This is the quarterback who's in the news right now for massages.
Deshaun Watson.
This is the season we're in right now.
Football season. Fall.
No, before. Yeah. This is the real deal of boxing. He beat...
Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, this is the professional soccer league in America.
MLS.
Yes, this is from Sports Illustrated. They send you this issue once a year with... the
issue?
Yeah, this is... where Oscar the Grouch lives.
Sesame Street.
Yeah, this is a basketball player for the Nets.
Kevin Durant.
Yes, this is Georgia's mascot.
Bulldog.
Name.
Bulldog, Uga.
He didn't get that one in.
Didn't matter.
What'd he get?
12.
Oh!
John is our winner.
Well done, John.
Nice.
He wins it by one. He edges Jaden, and you didn't pass on any, did you?
No, I didn't.
No.
Did some easy ones in there, just saying. Summer.
Hey, everybody had some easy ones.
All right, John, congratulations, man. You have qualified for what you talk about, Champions League. It'll begin next week. We're going to put you on hold, get your name, phone number, and address, and we'll mail the Wings certificate to you, and then we will be in touch next week to let you test your mettle against the very best of the very best. Congratulations, sir.
I have some confirmation for you real quick.
Okay.
Inside source while Bear does his thing. Tommy was real. Your suspicions were false.
Okay. No offense to Tommy. I'm sure he's a great guy, but it sounded a little bit like a guy that I just have a sixth sense for this kind of thing, yeah. Like when somebody's messing with us.
I could see it in your eyes. You were...
Well, you could hear it too. Like, yeah. He had a funny voice. Not being mean. He just had a little bit of funny voice. Some people have funny voice.
No, I have been. It's been confirmed to me that is legitimately Tommy. So sorry for the suspicion.
I mean, can you blame us hosting this show?
Jake did it once already.
Yeah, you know, somebody got through. I believe it was Jake. I haven't been able to pin him down about it.
I assumed it was Jake.
I think it is too. He hasn't admitted to it.
How have you confirmed that was a real? That was a real person. How
Tommy.
Could you?
Yeah, I have a source.
Who's your source?
I'm not allowed to say. At this time.
Really?
Well, I feel like if I give out my source, then I lose all credibility as a journalist.
Under penalty of he will go to jail to protect his sources.
Same way, if I ever learn who runs, you know, Fan Run Radio's Out of Context Twitter account, if I'm ever able to figure out who does that,
you wouldn't.
Will never tell how I found out. But I'll, who knows? One day, maybe. It's a mystery. I like to solve mysteries.
You want to know who it is, Russ? You just appreciate the greatness
of who?
Fox Fan Run FSK Out of Context.
Do you know who it is?
I don't know. I might.
Well, that's a no.
No, I don't have any idea who it is.
Thank you to Buckethead Tavern for their support of the show. Go check them out on Ray Mears Boulevard across from Tarjay.
So how many have you eaten from there before? What's the most you can eat?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't keep count on that?
Yeah. I haven't tried to eat as much as I possibly can of a thing just to see how much I could.
Right, in a long time.
Well over 10 years, probably 15, maybe 20.
You get to 10, it's my outer limits. That's like approaching.
10 wings, they'll do it?
They're huge.
Take our final break of the afternoon. So, no, we're going to be on location tomorrow, so know what you're talking about, just because the delay makes it hard to do. But we will be playing again next week, Champions League, scheduled to start next week. Now, we're still waiting for a ruling from the Council of Elders if Matty Ice, three-time champion of what you're talking about. I guess he's the three-time defending champion because we haven't played in 2 years. 2021. Yeah, if he won in 2019, three-time defending champion. I forgot that was even a thing, that the same guy has won it the last three times.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do some research on this one. I'm not even sure that's true.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
I'm not sure of anything anymore, Bear.
Join the club, my man. Join the
hanging
club.
Hanging out with you.
I tell you, it's a lot easier to go through life in a state of utter confusion. Yeah,
your confusion has rubbed off on me.
Have you not
like
noticed
it.
That? Mark, no. Have you not noticed since the summer started some of his stuff he's been doing? I'll be here at the station quietly working on the computer, and he'll bust in the door asking me if I've heard some obscure live version of Like a Rock by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band from Cabo in 78.
How did me asking you whether or not you liked Bob Seger turn into whatever it is you just said?
You love that song. You like that song? You like Bob Seger? You were all fired up about some Seger that day.
No, it was Ramblin' Man by Bob Seger.
Ramblin' Man.
Which is early Bob Seger, which is not – it sounds very different from the stuff that he's well known for, right? Right?
Yeah, but you're just proving my point. I mean, you're starting to get very enthused about Bob Seger again.
I mean, I was just having
you a like that? You really like that song.
We can't talk about music.
Ramblin' Man. How's it go, Russ?
Rambling, gambling man. I was 14 when I had to leave home. Knew I couldn't stick around. I had to roam. Ain't good looking, but you know I ain't shy. Take a quick time out. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. The shocking conclusion coming up. Speak now, forever. Hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on board. 546-8200. Back to wrap things up after this. Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Final segment, Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Overtime is here, getting ready for the 6 until 8 time slot on many of these Fan Run affiliates. Appreciate you being with us here this afternoon. Again, tomorrow we'll be out at National RX in West Knoxville to get the weekend kicked off. 4 weeks from tonight. 4 weeks from tonight, the season kicks off for Josh Heupel and the Volunteers. Seems like such a long time to wait as we sit here today, but it'll be here before you know it.
It won't be long before we're like, can you believe it's already gone?
I know, man.
We do this every year.
It's the only thing I hate about the sports radio calendar is you're absolutely right. I just think time goes by the older you get, faster and faster, faster anyway. I feel like the summer's flown by, but football season goes by so fast, man.
Once we're in it, absolutely it does.
Enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully it'll be a fun one this year. Hank on Twitter wanted to know if TJ was actually talking about Brian Maurer, not Tyler Bray. You might have been.
Talking about who?
When TJ has that tall, skinny quarterback you guys used to have, he might have been talking about Maurer instead of Bray. I just immediately went back to Bray.
The fainting goat.
Where is Brian Maurer?
He did transfer. He is – I'll find out real quick.
Did he go to UCF?
No.
Arkansas State with Botch?
No, he is – I don't think he went to a big school. I'm trying to see if I can find it first real fast.
Stephen F. Austin?
Yeah. That sounds right.
Is that a step down?
From Tennessee? No, it's a lateral move, Bear.
Where is Stephen F. Austin?
Yeah, Stephen F. Austin, Lumberjacks. Hey, good for him. I liked him a lot. It was a shame that it didn't work out and all the stuff that was going on in his personal life. Hopefully he's doing better now. And
he was a Scorpion King. Remember that play?
Oh, yeah.
God. My neck hurts just thinking about that.
How did his neck not snap?
He excited me more than Garantano did.
Well, yeah.
Well, I just mean like coming out. Like,
go out on a limb there, Marcus.
Well, I just mean like he was a 3-star. No one was really sure about him. Like,
well, no. Now you're lying.
What do you mean?
You were not more excited about Brian Maurer as a high school prospect than you were Jarrett Garantano.
When he committed, and I was like watching at the times.
But you had already seen Garantano?
What year was it that he...
Garantano was a five-star quarterback coming out of high school. He's number one dual threat in the country. We were all excited. As much grief as we give Garantano now, looking back on it in hindsight, we were all unanimously excited. All the excitement we have for Nico Iamaleava right now, we had for Jarrett Garantano in 2015. That's a 100% true statement, by the way. And that should... I'm not saying not to get on the Nico bandwagon. I'm just saying all the enthusiasm, excitement, and anticipation we have right now for Nico, we had just as much for JG in 2015.
The Gratno kid. Couldn't wait for him to start.
So Garantano committed in 2016. Or he was part of the 2016 class.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously didn't start as a freshman. So... I saw Brian Maurer was the 2018, so it was two years difference. Or 2019. Sorry, I lied.
People weren't as excited about Maurer. He was not a.
I'm saying I was.
He was not a super highly touted prospect. Now I will say when he got in the first time we saw him against Georgia that year. When was that? 2019, I guess.
Yeah.
And he came in and ripped that long touchdown pass to Marquez Callaway and then took us down the field and ripped that touchdown pass to Jennings. It looked like we had something. Yeah. And he can run a little bit. He was exciting, but just could not stay healthy. Every time he took off, it seemed like he would get knocked out. And, you know, we talk about players like Squirrel Wyatt is going to have to avoid the big hit. Josh Dobbs was good at avoiding the big hit. That's something that he was.
He wasn't the only one, but he may have been the worst at it.
Not trying to pile on, he was the worst. It was like if there was a way to get blowed up, even though you think, okay, he's good here, it's like, oh no,
That Georgia game, I was like, surely he sees the corners or the safety coming. I mean, the guy walked right up to the line, basically screamed at him, "I'm coming to kill you." And, I mean, God, like Russ said, hats off to him. He tried to get the throw off. He got decrapitated. He got whiplash.
Mike on Twitter wants to know, with Bear's description of a hot tub, does he hate swimming pools too?
No, but you know that I have a swim in certain pools where I have some measure of somehow – you know, control and dominance over the checking of the pool chemicals. They basically just let me do it when I walk in.
You go and get the chemical thing and test the pH balance before you get in the pool?
Not the pH. I'm testing, like, the chlorine and whether or not it's sanitary, yeah.
In basic terms, I think he's making sure no one's peed in it.
No. It has nothing to do with pee.
Never mind.
I mean, you just take that into account. I mean, all kidding aside, everybody knows you're in a big, giant, like, public pool. You're swimming
a lot
in some pee.
Yeah.
The problem is that's what will throw off your pH, if I remember right. But, no, I'm talking about chlorine. You pick up, like, if pool's not paying attention and they don't have any chlorine in that water, I mean, that's – you can get bad sick swimming in swimming pools. Say a kid's had a little problem and couldn't make it to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Little number two.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
Yeah. You can get all kinds of diseases.
I think I'm going to go into the Bears conflicting story corner, if that's okay. You're saying that...
You seem to be doing a lot of rooting around on my end. Why don't you turn that why don't you turn it on yourself there, buddy?
He brought cookies. He's allowed to do this.
I don't care.
I'm just pointing out the fact that you said that
I don't need you pointing out facts, Marcus.
I will
Marcus.
Point out every fact.
Hey, well, you can point out all
Keep
you want
to. Keep your facts out of here when you're talking about Bear, okay?
But I respond said, to facts sometimes with bombs. Go ahead. I'm going to hurt your feelings. Go ahead. That's fine.
You said that you don't get into hot tubs because it's unsanitary, yet you are well aware that any pool you go into – probably 50% of it is pee.
No.
And you're okay with
that. No, not 50%. How many people do you think would have to piss in a pool to make it 50% concentration of urine?
I'm just saying.
Where did you go to school?
It doesn't make sense that
you open a book?
Okay with a pool that's been peed in.
I'm not okay with it. He's heard me screaming at the neighborhood kids before.
What percentage of pee are you comfortable with in the pool?
I don't know.
I just 1%?
Like I said, it has more to do with the overall operation and is the water being sanitized.
Well, no, it's got pee in it.
I'm just pointing out the fact
that
you understand that a property line pro, they either use bleach or chlorine tablets in it, sanitizes it.
Well, what did they use in a
hot tub?
Yeah, same thing.
The biggest thing with the hot tubs is
I don't know.
Do
people put anything in a hot tub?
Yeah.
Chlorine?
I think it's like, I want to say like bromine or one of those enes, but yeah. But I've never met anybody that had one that was worth a damn at keeping up with them.
I mean, I never put my head down.
And you had 110 degree heat in a water, which is like the perfect temperature for bacterial growth.
When we were at Universal down there in Orlando a year ago,
yeah,
they had at the resort like a hot tub the size of this room. And it was so hot. It was wonderful. Just wonderful. And it was hot down there. But you would get in the regular pool and cool off, relax, and then go get in that hot tub. Oh, full body.
Great.
Fantastic. Absolutely wonderful.
Utterly outstanding.
Bear, I think, I'm just saying, it seems that you can clean
You've been saying a lot. Derek Dooley noted, Marcus. Yeah. I've got you. I've had cookies or no cookies. Uh-huh. You've added just enough at pointing the finger at me today, okay? You sit over there and you talk to Russ if you want to. I'm a little upset with you right now, buddy.
You've had a good day. You've had too good a day to be upset about anything. This is like the conversation I have with my son whenever he's pitching a fit at night. It's like, dude, you sat at home all day. You went to the pool.
You had cookies.
You went over to grandma's. She fed you anything you want. You run the show over there. You come back here. You're watching more YouTube. You get like you got it made, and now you want to pitch a fit because it's bedtime. Bear, you had cookies. You got a free bottle of water. You got a new chair that you've been asking for years. You don't get to be unhappy leaving here. I'm sorry.
Who says I'm unhappy? Marcus has given me a reason to come after him. His incessant pestering today.
You have been a little bit up in his business.
Cookies,
like just say, like
all I'm pointing out is if you're going to say you don't want to be in hot tubs because it's unsanitary, don't get
I'm telling you, hypocritical. It might be, but I'm going to melt your head if you keep coming at me. I'm just going to go ahead and warn you, like I do everybody that sits in that chair. It's going to happen,
folks. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program this afternoon. Tomorrow, live from National RX, we'll kick the weekend off fan run style overtime. Coming up next.